And welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Looks like the sugar beet harvest, although just getting underway 24 hours a day around here, is a little bit slower than normal. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
A quick look at the sugar beet harvest progress for the week ending October 1st. Overall progress is a bit behind schedule, 15% on October 1st, five-year average 23%. Last year at this time, 18%. A lot of the delays actually are in the areas in the Northwest and the Great Lakes region. Idaho is the slowest in terms of harvest progress, just 9% versus the five-year average of 26%. Things are much closer to average in our major production areas of the Red River Valley. So, for example, in Minnesota, 16% of the sugar beets harvested, just slightly behind the five-year average of 20%.
For the U.S. corn crop over this past week,
not too surprising, no condition change for the U.S. corn crop.
Still rated same as last week at this time, 53% of the corn, good to excellent condition, 18% poor to very poor. And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that's just about how the crop's going to end up.
The reason why we're not seeing much change is because at this point we have 82% of the crop fully mature on October 1st, well ahead of the five-year average of 75%.
And last season, 73%.
Meanwhile, the corn harvest advancing 8 points during the week to reach 23% nationally by October 1st. That is ahead of the five-year average of 21% and last year's 19%.
Corn harvest probably a little slower than you might expect, but
a lot of folks just leaving the corn out there. Conditions are ideal right now. It's quite dry.
Good conditions for dry down, saving a few dollars on propane. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
We see a remarkably fast harvest pace in the deep south where it's been hotter and drier. Mississippi is leading the nation in terms of harvest progress ahead of the five-year average on October 1st. 70% harvested in Mississippi, five-year average is just 47%. The only state with a double-digit delay in harvest progress is Michigan, 5% harvested there. Five-year average for soybeans is 15%.
And there are some states where the soybean condition rating has gone down a little more than it should.
Now, in terms of the four states, anywhere from 20 to 50% of the soybean crop rated very poor to poor. Leading that unfortunate list is Kansas at 50%, just battered by heat and some dryness. Followed by Louisiana, same story there. Heat and drought, 34% very poor to poor. Nebraska, 28%. South Dakota, 20%.
North Dakota soybean harvested was 23%, same as last year, but behind the 29% average. Corn harvested 8%, ahead of 3% last year, near the 6% average. Minnesota corn harvested up to 18%. Moisture content averaged 22%. Corn for silage up to 95%. Minnesota soybean harvested at 33%. Dry edible beans at 84%. Minnesota sugar beet 16%. Minnesota sunflower harvest began at 5%. Condition 53% good to excellent. South Dakota soybean harvested 20%. That's behind the 27% last year and the 26% average. Corn harvested 16%. Compared to 14 last year and 12% average. This is Inside Agriculture. One more break, we'll be right back.